Mishnah and Daf Bes. Bez Hashem, first we're going to learn the Mishnah, the Pshat in the Mishnah, and then we'll go into the Aymik with the letters of the Mishnah. But first we just want to be minded to say their Pshat in the Mishnah. Just Gamboid Choshen, Kehovin Mashikosen. In Choshishin, Shema Gira Chulda, Mibayis Labayis, Mokum Lamok. Mishnah's Machadish, that we don't have a Chiyuv Gita, the Isaac in the Dinim of Chiyuv Gita. If you're not mechuyev to be voided for a shash of shema gira chul, but where would you have to be voided mishum shash of shema gira chul? What makom are we talking about? That you have to be voided. There's a big machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learns the series ein choishishim kishub body zav yisu. You check one corner of your house. Uba live the exer, Shema betray Shaba live the exer, Gira Chulda Chametz Lamakam Hadbadi. Maybe the Chulda is going to bring you to a place that you were bodily. As Rashi is clear, we're only facing Shema Gira Chulda to a Makam Hadbadi. The Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam says that Shash Shema Gira Chulda would have been the chai of you into a mokum she'ein machlisin boi chametz. Zog the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah is medayik the shinui between Rashi and the Rambam, and the Magid Mishnah says that Yofa Chilek HaRambam, it's more mistaber and pshat like the Rambam. As Koidim called, the Magid Mishnah is miyasin, there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. The Yesel, the Magid Mishnah is saying, there's a maila in the pshat of the Rambam, that he learns yechoshish in a mokim she'im machlisim. B'sosim adover, v'loi pirish, what's the maila in the pshat in the Rambam that we're talking about a mokim she'im machlisim? As the Lech Mishnah explains the Magid Mishnah, because in the last Mishnah we learned that there's a chiyuv dika in a makom shemachnisim boi chametz. By a makom she'ein machnisim boi chametz, there's no chavis dika. This Mishnah is a continuation of the last Mishnah. As being that the final din in the last Mishnah was makom she'ein machnisim boi chametz, it's mashma this Mishnah is continuing the last Mishnah. And it's telling us that in a makom she'ein machnisim boi chametz, therefore, in a makom she'ein machnisim, you don't have to be choshish the grey rest chulda. As that's the makor to the Rambam, that this Mishnah is a continuation of the last Mishnah, which was talking about a makom she'ein machnisim boi chametz. And Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that no, we're only choshish in a makom which is machnisim boi chametz. It's Aruch Bir. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Rambam? Why, L'choyre, it's a very gishmaka thing. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Rambam? Why was he choishish for a makom habadik? Why wasn't he choishish for a makom she'ein machlisim? As be'emes, you could say the makor of Rashi, you could say the Hezbir in Rashi is from Rishonim over here. Tosis is a question on the Mishnah. First Tosis, Ein Choshen Shema Gira Chulda. Vim Taima, Ami Reisha Shemina, Diktani Kol Makom She'ein Machnisim Boi Chametz, Ein Tzarich Bdika. What is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? It already says it in the Reisha, Makom She'ein Machnisim Boi Chametz, Ein Tzarich Bdika. As what is the Mishnah coming to be Machadish? If you Choshish for Greiris Chulda, as even in a makom she'ein machnisim boi chametz, you have to be vaydik. As the Pnei Yeshua speaks out, lefi the Rambam is miyushev the shayla of Taisis. Our Mishnah is an explanation of the end of the last Mishnah. It's a continuation of the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah says makom she'ein machnisim boi chametz. Ein etzarech livdoi. It continues the Mishnah. Explains why makom she'ein machnisim boi chametz. Ein sarach litik mishum loichayshin on shem agira chulda. Tosis is obviously not learning that way. Tosis is learning the two separate mishnayos. As a bezei frek Tosis that we saw already in the last mishnah that you're not choishish. As what's the chiddush? As Taisa says, Tiritz Tavi Mukminam Be'ain B'Shein Chulda Ubadlis Yecholin Lohayim Shal. Mokum Shein Machnisim by Chametz means a place that Chordlers and Bardlises don't go in. The room is totally sealed. There's no access to them through their holes. It's in a high place where a churda and bardulis can't get to it. It's talking about a place where they can't get to it. That's the mahalach of Tesis. The Tesis Rosh, the Maram Chalavi, and the Miri all say an answer. They say we are not choishish for churdas in a makam shein machnisim by chametz. Why? Because churdas go to where the food is. They don't go to the place where there's no food. A makam shein machnisim by chametz, it doesn't have food. Maybe we should be choishish, the churda found it in the house where there was food. And then when he went to go eat, he wanted to go to a nice, quiet corner. And he went to a makam shein machnisim by chametz. Zuck, the Maram Chalavi, and the Tosis Rush, churdas don't work that way. Churdas are only in places where there is food. Where there's no food, the churdas don't go. That's their teva. As I was saying, a makam she'ein machnisin, they're not going. As therefore, there's no shash churdas in makam she'ein machnisin. If Rashi will learn, like the Maram Chalavi and the Miri, that there is no chash of chuldas in makam shein machnisin, because they don't go there because there's no food there, and the chuldas only go where there's food, as then it's very gishmak. Why Rashi learned the Mishnah we're talking about, where the chuldas are going into a makam shein machnisin that was bothered, because the chuldas don't go to a makam shein machnisin. As if you learn Rashi, Alderach, the Miri, the Tosis Rush, it's very gishmak. And the Rambam is mavur not that way. The Rambam is mavur, there's a shash to a mogul during Machnis. Okay. As this is the first angle of the Mishnah, where are we choishish? The holders are bringing the food to. Shmukuda number one. Rashi learns they're bringing to a makam shemachnisin. The Rambam learns they're bringing to a makam she'ein machnisin, and Gradat Tosis also is mavur, they bring it to a makam she'ein machnisin. Okay. That's where the chuldas bringing the food to. Now, where are the chuldas bringing the food from? That's the next angle in the Mishnah. Sheva gira chulda mibayis labayis, mimakam lamakam, diimkein michatzer lechatzer, umeir leir, Ein Ladover Saif. As the Miri and the Rivi Lunil speak out proper reading of the Mishnah. I know they're teaching us how to read a Mishnah. The way to read the Mishnah is like this. Certain times we're choishish for something we could take care of. Ein Ladover Saif. But there's certain chashis that we can take care of. Ein Ladover Saif. Is that what you're not choishish when it's Ein Ladover Saif? You don't need a Mishnah to teach you that. If it's Ein Ladover Saif, avada you're not choishish, because there's nothing in the world you could do. It's Ein Ladover Saif. You can't be choishish for it. What's the Mishnah coming to teach you? Even when it's Yesh Ladover Saif, you have an Eitzah in this seer, still you're not choishish, because once you're going to be choishish, it'll come to choishish even in Afanim that it's Ein Ladover Saif. As if he said, the way to read the Mishnah is by Mokum Lamakum, Be'etzem, we could have been Choshish for Greiris Cholda. Because in Mokum Lamakum, we have an Eitzah. Oh, what is the Eitzah? As the Me'iri and the Rimil Unil say, you could Sushtal Shoimre. You voidik a place, and you could put people to watch and make sure no Cholders came into the place. The Pnei Yeshua and the Marsha say there's another Eitzah. There's an Eitzah that you could have different members of the family be boidik the different parts of the house, that you boidik every part of the house at the same time. As Betam, there's an Eitzah. We can make sure there's no greater Cholda in one house, because we could set up people in the house that are making sure when I'm doing Dika, there's no greater Cholda. As there's one seer which I really have an etzah to make a tikkun that I shouldn't be choishes for greiris chulda. But if you're going to be choishes for greiris chulda, then you're going to be choishes michatzer lechatzer umi'ir le'ir. And michatzer lechatzer and ear le'ir, there is absolutely no way to fix it. Because if you're choishes from chatzer lechatzer and ear le'ir, there's no way of taking care of the problem. Ein ledavar seif, and you can't take care of the problem. As therefore, loy chayshi. As we see, got an interesting chiddush in the Mishnah. You can learn the Mishnah, not be some late. That if you're going to be choishish for something, where chelik of the chash is possible to fix it, but a chelik of the chash is like totally out of reach and out of hand, you're not choishish even the part that you could fix. That's a gevaldik. But that's what the Mishnah is coming to be machadish. Frag the Pnei Yeshua a question in Pshat. Okay, so makom lemakom means different places in the same house. But there's a good eitzah. Michatza lechatza, mi'ir li'ir, that there's no eitzah. But frag the Pnei Yeshua, mi'bayis lebayis, there is a eitzah. Mi'bayis lebayis, mi'bayis lebayis, there is no eitzah. Because you can't be baidik all the batim at the same time. As the Mishnah, the Seder of the Mishnah is not Miduyat. The Mishnah is to say, Ein choishin shemagir chulda mi makom lemakom. And over there it was shayach to make a tikkun. Di'im came. Because if you're going to choishish lemakom lemakom, where it's shayach to make a tikkun, as then you have to be choishish mechatzin lotzot li'alir ve'ein ledav resayif. As why is Mibayis Labayis in the beginning? That's what the Pnei Yeshua asked. An interesting question. Mamish, how do you read the Mishnah? Azug to Pnei Yeshua, an interesting shot. Azug to Pnei Yeshua, Mibayis Labayis, the way to read the Mishnah is like this. Ein choishin shemagir chulda, Mibayis Labayis, kama. That's the first finish. And that's Ein ledav rechos. Vo'oid, not only Mibayis Labayis, you're not choishish, but halacha is you're not choishish mi makom lamakom. As he says, it's loizu afsu. The Mishnah says first halacha, you're not choishish begreiris cholda b'makom she'ein lem soif mi bayis labayis. Ve'afilu mi makom lamakom, which is she'yesh lem soif. De'im kein, because if you're going to be choishish lamakom lamakom, then you have to be choishish by ein ledavar soif. Michatzer lechatzer u'mi'ir le'ir ve'ein ledavar soif. It's a little bit hard reading in the Mishnah, but that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That is the way you got to read the Mishnah. As in the Sefer Aris from Rabbi Yashiv handles this shayla of Pnei Yeshua. He brings down the terence of the Pnei Yeshua. He says it's a big doichik in reading the Mishnah. It's very hard to read the Mishnah that way. As he wants to make a suggestion, he brings Makairis that when the Mishnah says bias, it means cheder. Cheder is a room. Because mi bias le bias means from room to room. Why is it called mi bias le bias? Because a cheder in a bias is sometimes a bias bifnei atzmai. Especially if you have two brothers. One room is a whole bias, the other room is another. If there's a sister, that's a shoyin and under a bias for sure. Kilu, every cheder is a makom b'shnei atzma. As that's what he says. Mi bayis le bayis means mi cheder le cheder, and mi makom le makom means mi zov yezu le zov yezu in the bayis. Two different pinos in the bayis. As the fi zeh, the gevaldige revach of Rebbe Yashiv Shat, is poshut, the Mishnah reads so much easier. Ein choishin shemagir chulda mi bayis lebayis, from a cheder to cheder, from room to room, and mi makom lemakom means not only from room to room, from a different place in a bayis, mizav yizu, from this side of the house to the other side of the house. Why? Because even though you could make a tikkun, but im kein mihir michatzel lechatzer mihir lehir, and over there it's not shy to fix it, as it's a kavaldik of the ten. Lemaisa in Toysis on Tes Amit Beis is Mivur that bias le bias is aimed at the self. Because in Taisis you have to learn like you pay Yeshua. Of the Helam Divre Taisis, you could have learned that like Rabbi Yash.
Okay.
Because that's Mamish Pasha reading the Mishnah. But it's very important to know how to read Mishnayis. It's a Mamish Chilik of Oymek Avim is learning how to read, how to learn the Mishnah. Oh. Okay. Shin Kane, Shibos Lochus Lacha, Arigami Pots and the Potsers, Yesh Loimakach, Anibadakti, Koidam Lechavevi, Ulaachab Dikosi, Eviahul the Chomets Michotzachavevi, Lechatsevi, Vain the Dorisai, Zakrashi, the La Chotzer Mamish Koma, El Kolbote a Chotzer, Kari Chotzer. Zakrashi, when the Mishnah says Michotzer Lechotzer, it does not mean chotzer. It means a bayis of a chotzer. Aye, the Mishnah said me bayis le bayis. It's the fear of Yashiv, it means room. Good. But even if you learn differently, but me bayis le bayis means bayis le bayis b'oise chotzer. Me chotzer le chotzer means bayis b'chotzer zeh le bayis b'chotzer. Why is Rashi saying this? Why is Rashi saying chotzer is lav dafka? What was wrong with learning the Mishnah that Chotzer is Dafka? Rashi saying a big Chiddush that Chotzer is Lav Dafka. Why is it Lav Dafka? As explains the Reish Yosef and the Rishash very Gishmak. The Gemara we just had on Ches Amar Aleph says, a Chotzer eino tzricha b'dika mifnei she'arvin mitzuyim sham. The birds eat all the chametz that's in the Chotzer. As they say, Rashi had a bomb kash in the Mishnah. Why are you choishish that a cholder is going to bring chametz from the chotzer? Hooray! The birds eat everything that's in the chotzer. There's no chametz in the chotzer. That's what's shot in the Mishnah. So Rashi, when it says chotzer, it doesn't mean chotzer. It means bayish of a chotzer. And over there, there's chametz in the bottom of a chotzer. Another way of learning would be there's some Rishonim that learn only in the middle of the Chotzer birds get to, but on the sides of the Chotzer it doesn't. And this Mishnah would be a makar to their Shita. Okay. Thus is the. Okay. Thus is Mamish the Pshat. Now let's be Havoy Mikonis, the Omic of the Mishnah. The Pnei Yeshua dons an interesting shayla. In Beis Amud Aleph, we saw that there are two kinds of Chayvus Bdikah. There's Chayvus Bdikah D'Araisa, without Bittul, and there's Chayvus Bdikah D'Rabbanan, with Bittul. When this Mishnah was donning that you should be Chayvus Shema Gira Chulda, the Mishnah was talking about Bdikah D'Araisa, or the Mishnah was talking about Bdikah D'Rabbanan. That's what the Pnei Yeshua puts there. What would have been the Havamina? There's going to be Nafkaminas in the Sugya. Wahandling, you should have a Chiyav Midar Raisa to be Baidik, or Wahandling, you should have a Chiyav Midar Abonon to be Baidik. As the Pnei Yeshua in the Gemara on a Rashi suggests that Bukhaira, it's more Gishmak that we're learning on the Daraisa. Because if we're learning on a Daraisa, a Sveika Daraisa, the Chumra, we hear you should be machmir to be choishes shema gira chulda. But if we're holding on a derabanan, as normally we say sveika derabanan's lukula, as why we choishes shema gira chulda. That's one hand the Pnei Yeshua says. And he's mapalpul, he says it there. The Svas Emes, on the other hand, Tain is a very interesting shy question. He asks, if when there's a shashda raise, how could you be mekel mishum ein ledavra saif? Whatever you could be misakim, you mechuyiv to be misakim. Bishleiman adarabonon. You could say, well, if you're going to be choishish as ein ledavra saif, as therefore the rabbanon said, we're not choishish as achshash. That I could hear. But if there's a isa daraisa, whatever you mechuyiv to do, you got to do to stop a isa daraisa. As Tainitis Vazemes, it must be we're handling on a derabanan dika level. Because if we're handling on a deraisa dika level, how could you say that Eila Dabra Sof says that therefore you could be Mako? Whatever's Eila Dabra Sof, on that you have no Breira. You could be Mako because there's nothing you could do about it. But whatever you could do, you're Mechuyev to do. Why not? On a deraisa dika level, why should you be Papa? That's what the
Which part of the Mishnah is asking the first one, let's say?
He's asking, why is there a heter of Ein Ladavar Sof, which we learned in the Mishnah is Mekel, even when there's an Eitzah and Yesh Ladavar Sof? Why is there a heter on Yesh Ladavar Sof? Mishum, it's going to come to Ein Ladavar Sof. The Yesh Ladavar Sof, you should be mechuyev to fix whatever you can do, you should be able to do. Okay, good. Okay, thus, that is our basic pshat, geshmak ha-shayim. Thus is the Shaila of the Slasevs. The Pnei Yeshua Tain is one more interesting name. First, we're seeing what the Gedolei Achronim say on this Shaila, and then we'll go more in depth. The Pnei Yeshua says that L'choira have a very nice raya, the Mishnah is handling on a Derabana. Why? Because the Mishnah says that L'choishish, maybe it's gonna bring it me bias la bias me chotzer la chotzer me ear la ear. If you're talking about me bias me chotzer la ear la ear, that's someone else's chametz. And someone else's chametz, you're not over on bal yiroe. How can there be a tzad that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa of bal yiroe in the Mishnah? Haray, we're talking about achshash, it's coming from someone else. By someone else, you're not over on Baal Yiro. Thus frecht the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua, Abalafi that which I was Nadayi, in Rashi, in Hey Amid Beis, and on Dalit Amir Aleph. We saw a Diak in Rashi also that way, that Rashi holds. That you're over on Chomet Shal Yisrael Acher. Say bazei that you could handle even klapi the daraisa. That's what he goes on. The shaila is, we're gonna see shitas that learn that even on the Mishnah is talking without bittel on a daraisa, even though they don't hold like the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Then you're going to have to know why should we be chayshish. As the Maram Shik has a sefer on Pesachim. And he tines is an interesting chiddush, which is really based on the Rishayim. He says, chotzer is koina shaloi midaita. As anything that anyone else has, if a chulda is going to take it from someone else and bring it to your house, you're going to be koina. As that's what the Mishnah means. As long as a cholder brings it into your house, it's yours. As a mela, even if it originally was someone else's chametz, but once it, the cholder took it and it disappeared from its house, it's hefka de me'elav, and automatically it's yours. Okay, an interesting nekuda. I know anything you find in your house, any food, is yours. Because you're kind of with chotzer. Okay. That's the leading of the Pnei Yeshua. Now let's go into a more lomdisha kok. L'choyve, this shayla of the Pnei Yeshua is the Mishnah talking about the Raisa, the Rabbanon. L'choyve, one would say it should be totally on the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis and the Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi says the Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph, Arla Yudalit, Boykin is a Chomitz, Rashi says, Shalom Yavar Allah, Bibal Yerah, Bibal Yimotzeh. The Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph is teaching us Dika D'Araisa. Zog the Ran, the Mishnah is going before the Takana of Avodik Sarach Shiyavatel, and therefore it's Dika D'Araisa. Or you'll say different pshatim. Of a Rashi learns the Mishnah is going on Dika D'Araisa. Taisis is Chaylik, Avodik Sarach Shiyavatel, they made a Takana of Chachamim. Zog Taisis is going on Dika D'Rabbana. The Yashus would be that the next Mishnah is a flow through the first Mishnah. As if the first Mishnah is talking about Dika D'Araisa, Mashma, this Mishnah was also talking about Dika D'Araisa, Lefi Rashi, Lefi the Ran, and Lefi Tosis, that the first Mishnah was talking about Dika D'Rabbana, this Mishnah also should be talking about Dika D'Rabbana, L'Chaira. Kach is the Yashas. As that would be L'Chaira, a way to be poshid. But we want to bring something, a bishmak of word from Reb Nachum, which is a massive Yisrael Shas, Afterwards, I found the Maram Sheikh says it also. The Valdika Yisrael in Shas. Zakr Nochum, and he used it in a lot of angles in the Sugya. If you look at the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Choyshishim. He says sometimes you find the Lashon in the Sugya, Safik Isura Lachum. Sometimes you find the Lashon Choyshishim. Zakr Nochum, there are two kinds of levels that we have. There's one kind of level, you got a 50-50 suffering. Even if it's 45-55, but you got a pretty even suffering. It doesn't have to be exactly 50-50. A fair suffering. On that there's a cloud, suffering the raisa l'chumra. There are dinim in sveikis, if you use raiv, you use chazaka. Zakrev nachum, the lashon choyshishin, does not mean it's a 50-50 suffering. It means it's a chshash. And Lamaisa, if you think about it, what are the chances that a Churdala went and he took number one from the place that wasn't Badik to the place that was Badik? Very small. Pum! When I just went, pum, the Churdala just came and brought it. Yeah. But oi, what's the chances that he went from ear to ear, v'chule michotze v'chotze? Probably 5 to 10% chance. Feel it's a very small chance. Zakr Nochum, this does not have a din suffik in dinei daraisa. It only is a din derabanan. Sometimes Chazal will choishish v'chshashis, even when in dinei sveikis it wasn't. We wouldn't have been mechuyev to be machmer, but Chazal sometimes will choishish v'chshashis. We find Chazal achoishes v'chshoshes rechoikis in different angles. Yeah. In different siurim, we find the achoishes v'chshoshes rechoikis. These are dinei derabana. Azot the Maram Sheikh, this Mishnah is zikr the chshasheboy is a chshash derabana. Nothing to talk about. On a deraisadika level, we would not clear such a shash. Because the levels of sveikis are not 45-55. As Vosfrek de MS, if we're going on dika deraisa, as how could you be makel on ein ledavar so? Zogt Rav Nochum. Because this shash is not sveikis deraisa. It's zikr on a derabonadika level. It's zikr 5% to 10% shash. You need a takona derabonan to be choshesh. And on this zikr, it's a shash derabonan. Memela ein ledavar sof. It's moving how you could be mater mishum ein ledavar sof. As even if we're handling dika deraisa, but we're not handling on a deraisadika level. We're zikr handling on a derabonan. As that was Nakuda number one, to answer the Sfas Emes. Now we'll go into Nakuda number two. The Mashal in the Gemara asks an obvious question on the Gemara. The Gemara asks, why you choishish Shema Gira Chulda? Haray, even if the Chulda found a piece of chametz and it brought it, but maybe the Chulda ate it. If the Chulda ate it, as then the chametz is not here anymore. As the Gemara right away asks, in its seer where you saw Chulda bringing a piece of chametz, why don't you say, Ema Achal Tia, and the Gemara brings a raya from Madura Sa'akum, a place where a guy lives, we assume the Chuldas eat everything in sight. Azim Ken, why we choishish for grey rest Chulda? We should say Eimer Achaltia, that's the Gemara. Fregna Marsha, if there's a din that we're choishish Eimer Achaltia, as the Gemara should have asked on the Mishnah, Eimer Achaltia, what do we choishish for greater is Chulda? Even if the Chulda was gutterit, but Mistama, he ate it, the Chuldas eat everything in sight. As Mistama, even if he was gutterit to hear, but he ate it, as the Gemara should have asked on the Mishnah. That's what the Mashah asks. Why does the Gemara ask from a diuk on the Mishnah? The Gemara should have asked from the Mishnah itself. Abizakrim Nachol Agavaldika Teretz. Lefi, the way I'm learning, it comes out that in the Mishnah was handling to be choishish. The tzadet achul that ate it, okay, is not 100%. There's a chash, the chulda didn't eat it. As Aibazei, on the Mishnah, you can't ask, because the Mishnah had a havamina, you do chashes. The Rabbanan, B'dikas Chametz is very chamer. As you have to be chashes for 5% or 10%. As you can't say, I, maybe a chulda brought it, so I have a way to be mater, maybe he ate it. Once the Mishnah held your choishish, and your choishish means what choishish from Miyuta, as there's a miyutzad, the chulda didn't eat it. As if your choishish from Miyuta, it won't help us, chulda ate it. Because maybe he didn't eat it. There's still a miyutzad that he didn't eat it. When does the Gemara ask it? The Mishnah says, choishish? You're going to start with choishish? Ein ladavar soif. If you go in the world of shoshes, that you choishish from miyuta to miyuta, ain't a davar sof. You're never going to be able to fix everything up. As obviously we're not choishish for shoshes. Zag the Gemara, Abba Mashma, if you see a chulda coming in, where over there is an emes esavik, because you saw Mr. Chulda walking into the house with a piece of chametz in his mouth, as that's a real sibalist topic, because Mr. Chulda walked into the house with a piece of chametz, as over here you should say Achaltia. The Gemara only is Achaltia is a matter on the Machayiv of Sofi, not on Pshoshes. So Fize, Nahum was Miyasif, and Niflidiki Yisoy in Shas. There are two levels. There are Sveikis and Pshoshes. The Mishnah, the Hava Mina was, you should be Choshish Lemiyuta. And Be'emes, there's a strong mocker to Nahum. Because the Gemara says, well, if you choishish for a chulda, as then I should be choishish, mi'chotzer l'chotzer, u'mi'ir l'ir, ein l'davar soif. It's already beer. Why should I be choishish mi'ir l'ir? What's the percentages that a chulda came mi'ir l'ir? Chuldas don't go on buses. They don't travel on trains, on cars. What's the chash that Mr. Chulda went from Yerushalayim to Sfas? Even on Shabbos. Mechadeza, you should travel me ear to ear. What's the percentages that the Chulda would go me ear to ear? Probably maybe a 0.4% chance. As why in the world are we choshes for? The Mishnah says, Im kein ein ledavar sof. What, I would have been choshish so far? The Hava Amina was, we have a din to be choshish by Digas Chametz. You know something? A chulda going from, even from cheder lecheder, is also a very small chance. In regular dinim, we wouldn't be choshish for it.
It's
not a mira matzli. From bias to bias, also is not a mira matzli. It's a low percentile chance. And still, but by bdikas chametz, we're machmer, as we were choishish. As I bazei, that's the yisoid of the Mishnah. It's like a tifer and a kuda. The havamina was that bdikas chametz is chamer. We have to be choishish, mamish, for even chuldas coming in. Even in the smallest the percentages, as now we would have been choishish even be earlier. And the Mishnah is saying, no, ein ledavar soif, lefi zeh, what's the Mishnah saying, lefi rim nochom? The Mishnah is saying, therefore, we are not choishish. We only have sveikis. And that's the knisa into the Gemara, what's a suffix and what's not a suffix. As lefi zeh, the Mishnah is saying a whole klal. And the klal of ein ledavar soif is a klal in choshish, not a klal in sveikis. You don't find in the davar sof by sveikis, you find it by chashas, because only in chashas is the world of ein ledavar sof, and that's the reason why certain chashas we don't do, because chashas of ein ledavar sof we don't do. So that was the mahalach of Nochum. explain the big yisod that the havamin of the Mishnah that Yochoshish Legreiris fold is not Midinei Spekis, it's Midinei Spekis. The vote was we had a havamin of Chametz and Machmer bin Yano, like we see here. Chazal were Machmer bin Yano, Chametz says we're going to be Choshish, Kamash Malan the Mishnah, we don't. Why? Because Ein L'Davrasim. Abazicha, the level was only on a Derahman, was the level. Midinei Shashim. Ram Shik says it. Kitzur Kimuvan, the Nachum is Marif. This is a Yisoid he used in different places in Shas. It's a huge Yisoid. Oh. Okay. On the Etzim Shaila of the Marsha, why in the Mishnah are we not Mako? Because Shema the Chulda was Eicholit. As nowadays we have a Rabbeinu David, the Rabbeinu David asked the question. And the Rabbeinu David says it different times. As we want the Olam to learn the Rabbeinu David, to look at the Rabbeinu David. As he says one thing on the Mishnah, in the Gemara he says differently. The Olam could look into the Rabbeinu David. Want the Olam to look at it. That's one. Okay. So that's the chila of the inyanim, to go into the inyanim, to kilu andol, that the different nekudas. Says Hashem, we're going to wait till tomorrow, to go into it. Maybe we'll see a different teretz on the Masha's question, another Mahalat. That was Lukanis Lilianim, to get into the inyanim, to the Masha's shop, to go a little bit into the inyanim. I will be Masha's.